It's so incredibly tempting these days to question the Word of God, to cross out the inconveniently yucky verses from your Bible so the whole thing is more agreeable, more relevant to our 21st century lives. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Does God really have a problem with a couple living together outside marriage? Surely not in this day and age. Is hell really an everlasting agony? Hey, that can't be right. Does the devil actually exist? Come on, that's just medieval hocus pocus. That's how many who call themselves by Christ's name are thinking these days. That's how the power of God's word is being eroded in their lives. But there's nothing new in any of that. Genesis chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. The snake was the most clever of all the wild animals that the Lord God had made. The snake spoke to the woman and said, "Woman, did God really tell you that you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" The woman answered the snake, "No, we can eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but there's one tree we must not eat from. God told us you mustn't eat fruit from the tree that's in the middle of the garden. You must not even touch that tree or you'll die." But the snake said to the woman, "You will not die. God knows that if you eat the fruit from that tree, you'll learn about good and evil, and then you'll be like God." Do you see? The enemy didn't tempt Adam and Eve to murder, to steal, to tell a lie. He tempted them to question the word of God. That's where the trouble began. And that's God's word, fresh for you today. It's a trouble that's spilled over into many a family, tearing them apart. But God loves your family beyond words. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Healing for Broken Families. To request yours, stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Again, that's christianityworks.com.